Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast, now known as the Lexi podcast. We've dropped the and sign. And I'm here to give a little heart-to-heart, be a bit more honest on the disappointment I'm feeling with myself and admit that so hopefully I can work through it in real time and maybe this could help you. I have no idea. I just feel really proud of myself, but I'm not seeing the fruits of my labor and it's getting me down. It's not getting me down too much, but a little bit. For instance, I have been making videos, editing videos, creating podcasts, posting photos, and I don't know, sharing my life on the internet for almost 15 years, which is maybe more than 15 years, honestly, because I think I began when I was 13 and I'm 29 now. No, I think I was 12, so yeah, 15 years. I digress. And lately, I've really gotten back into YouTube and I have been creating vlogs as well as some commentary videos, and they're some of my favorite videos that I've ever made. For example, the video that I posted yesterday, it was such a fun video to edit. It was something that I'm proud of and it just isn't being received. I'm looking on my YouTube channel right now and in the last 4 months, I've been pretty regular on YouTube and I love my videos. They're exactly the type of video that I want to watch and I'm making what I want to see. That being said, maybe I don't want to see the same things that everyone else does. And that's one aspect for why they're not quote unquote performing well. But then maybe there's tweaks I could make. I started about 4 months ago with some fairly simple thumbnails. And that is because I wanted a simple thumbnail to express how casual and comforting the video would feel. And then I went to Australia and things were more fun, so I started spicing up the thumbnails a little bit more and the typeface that I found, so I continued it. Then after I got back from Australia, I didn't necessarily feel like sharing my life because it felt a little bit lackluster after having such a fun adventure. But I did feel like getting my life together, did a massive amount of deep cleaning. And as a very sentimental person that has been working on detaching themselves from material items, I found myself feeling the most free to get rid of things that I ever have. And I thought, as someone who has a really hard time getting rid of things, watching the journey that I've taken from asking like 14-year-old Lexi to go through her closet versus 29-year-old Lexi, I'm a totally different person. Like the experience has been night and day. So I thought I'd make a decluttering tips video for sentimental people. And then everywhere I looked for some reason, because I saw that my videos weren't performing, the economy in the United States of America is in a shaky place right now. So of course I'm looking for alternative ways to make income and find other jobs to apply for, which I will get to the new job that I have in a bit. You're going to be so surprised. You're like, what an interesting turn. I'm just throwing them at the wall and seeing what sticks. But AI was constantly coming up, whether it was to use ChatGPT as an admin, whether to use it for creating content, which even just the term creating content now has a little bit of an irritating connotation in my head because it just feels so separate from art. And I saw a really good TikTok on this, someone giving commentary about making content is not inherently creative. I think we've lost the plot of what creativity is. And there's an argument for both sides. One, hypothetically, everything is creative. We are all creative. Engineers are creative. Teachers are creative. Musicians are creative. You can make an argument for that. But she was making the point of you coming on your phone from your bed and sharing some wild thought is not you being creative. That's just you talking. And there was an interesting aspect of that, of what is creating content and is that artistic work? No, not necessarily. But the point was AI, ChatGPT, all of that was becoming really prevalent in what I was watching and advice I was getting how to use it. And it felt not against my moral compass necessarily, but slightly. So I created a commentary video on that. And then the last few weeks in LA have just been a lot of fun. I've really been enjoying summer. I'm a summer girl. I like the heat. I like the beach. I like the sun. I love spring, but I love summer. I love them both. I don't know why I'd say I like spring, but I've made 3 different sort of beachy vlogs and I love them, but they are just simply not performing. And my internal conflict is for me to have something quote unquote perform better, it feels as if I need to perform. And I am not a performer. I gladly document and I gladly share and I'm a happy speaker and I'm glad to write, but I would not consider myself a performer. And there are aspects of resistance that I have to creating more popular content or content that would hypothetically perform better because it doesn't feel natural to me. And there has been this pointed finger that older generations have had on people that have a career based on social media or the internet. It's like, it could be taken away in a second. And I think their point was that these sites, Instagram, YouTube, they could all go down. And it's so not like that. What the issue has been, as someone who has been doing this for a decade and a half, is once brands got their hand in this, it felt, okay, I have a pretty regular income. I'm posting videos and there's mostly always a sponsor. I'm thinking back to 2020, 2021. Honestly, the pandemic was great for internet content creators because that's where everyone was watching. And even last summer, there were a lot of brands that wanted promotion from me. And I'm glad to do that. Thank you for supporting my channel. Thank you for supporting my podcast. And it's been a little slower, and I don't know whether or not that's a side effect of the industry, a side effect of the economy, a side effect of my personal content creation. But then there's been such a rise in micro influencers and a lot of QVC-esque content, which is against my nature. I don't necessarily want to constantly be selling things. Don't get me wrong, I like products. I have favorite beauty products, have favorite clothing pieces. I have things that I like for Spoon, and I would gladly talk about them, but with the state of the world right now, it feels a little vain and a little vapid to come on here and say, you guys should buy this. Ugh, this is my internal conflict. I don't know why I'm having a lot of resistance towards talking about items right now, which is so strange because I'm still shopping. I haven't even talked about my coloring book yet. I probably sound so stupid. You're probably like, this girl is so dumb and whining, and I hope that it's not being misinterpreted, but I find frustration because there's so much freedom and flexibility and opportunity in this remote lifestyle of sharing your life or sharing whatever you want to teach. But at the same time, I'm feeling the pressure to sell things in order to maintain a livelihood. And with the state of the world, I don't feel like selling you things. I feel like making you calm. I want to give you hope. I want to give you relief. And I don't want to contribute to distractions, even if they're not purposefully distractions. Now, I'm a complete hypocrite because I'm simultaneously giving all of my attention right now away to Love Island and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm distracting myself all the same, but I've found myself within the past few weeks, few months, even just this year, there's this gnawing thought in the back of my head of uncertainty and like a little bit of hopelessness, I would say. And that's so against my nature, but I don't know. Having Trump in office has been tricky. It's been hard to watch. Having ICE receive so much funding hits me in my gut. And watching the big, beautiful bill get passed, it hurts so much. And history repeats itself, and I need to go back and learn. So much so that I emailed my old advisor at school and I was asking how I could transfer credits to maybe go back to school. That's one option I'm thinking because a lot of what I'm dealing with and the frustration I'm having is not from a full picture. It's a lot based on what I'm seeing around in the physical world, and then also a little intuition, then whatever biased news I'm receiving on my phone. It's not a full picture, but then I have a lot of mistrust for systems, specifically in America. And I would love to go to school internationally. That would be a great option. I'm interested in political science, but at the same time, there's this anarchist nature to me that's like, why would I want to even be involved in the government? But then at the same time, it would be such an honor to sit and watch the United Nations. This is my internal conflict. And then I also want to enjoy my time. I like to make my life feel as blissful as possible. So I try to take myself to the beach and I read and I write and I draw and I color and I organize and I swim and I run and I talk with my friends and I hang out and I celebrate and I party and all of the things, trying to maintain joy in this sort of sadness. I really opened a can of worms because I wanted it to be about my gripes with social media, but truthfully, my major gripe is if I feel unsettled and don't feel like I can make a difference, but then I'm distracted by making sure that I can pay my bills. Therefore, based in the spot that my career is, will ultimately distract you as well if that's not my intention. And then I don't want to put my foot in my mouth because I do have brand deals coming up with fun brands that I had a really good time creating the video for. For example, I have one going up probably in the next like week or so that my friend came over and we had a ball making it. It's for an energy drink and we had a script written out. I'm going to be a mess. I'm going to be working on my coloring book because I really fell into coloring in the winter. As many of us did, I got on the coloring book side of TikTok. I got the markers. I got involved. And then an artist that I've been mutuals with for ages. I mean, she was even drawing images of me when I was a teenager. So we've known each other for a long time. We decided to make a coloring book together and that's in the works. Oh, it's so exciting. I purchased the first sample of it yesterday, so I will get to see it. And there's so many little Easter eggs in it from our lives. And for example, there's an image of Spoon in a spoon and it's really summery. We have bikinis that you're going to be coloring and animals and it's very Lexi. My friend and I were making this video for an energy drink. And so we're like, we're going to have you coloring. You're going to be coming up with ideas. The table's going to be a mess. And then you'll suddenly go from having your hair in sock curls to being in your cute little outfit, walking outside with a spoon, blah, blah, blah. It was a really fun video to make. So two things can exist at once, because on one hand, when I'm posting that, I don't want you to watch it and be like, oh, she must have dreaded this. Like, this is against her beliefs. That was such a fun day to me. And editing it was so fun. But then in certain quiet moments, I have a pit in my stomach. I don't want to contribute to the wrong thing. I have also been taking job interviews on the side just to see what else is out there. And I had the most heinous interview. This guy was looking for a remote closer, and so I apply for the position and we have an interview. Oh my God, this man was a full scam. He was a 21-year-old kid that clearly was still in college, drinking, partying, whatever, and was selling me. I don't even know what he was trying to sell me, but it was a whole mess of an interview and was basically describing different systems that he's using to basically bombard everyone's inbox to eventually get like millions and millions of dollars. I was like, okay, first of all, what's going on? How did I get here? What is this? Second of all, ew, that's what you want to do with your life? I saw another TikTok of this girl that I guess had dated a fairly large fitness TikToker. And he's like, I mean, that's how you got to make money. He was making tons of money and she wasn't. He's like, you got to sell to losers. You got to create products for losers. She's like, what? Why would I want to do that with my life? And I want to feel good about my life. I don't want to participate in huge amounts of bullshit. I mean, it doesn't matter what point in time you were born. I could have been born 100, 200, 300, 400 years ago. There's always going to be a little bullshit, as much as I would love there to be none, but that's inevitable. I don't want to be choosing it. I don't want to go out of my way and be like, yep, that is the career path for me. But you know what I do have a new job with? I am working with a matchmaker. I am helping with that. So that's something I'm doing with my time. The clientele is people that are a little bit, not older, but more settled, more established, wealthy. It's that sort of clientele. It's based out of Newport Beach, but they have clients all over the globe. So if you or maybe an uncle or an aunt or divorced parent, widowed parent, single bachelor that you know would be interested, feel free to reach out to me over Instagram or email if you've been knowing someone that could benefit from a matchmaker. It feels like Millionaire Matchmaker vibes. Not the show, but that's sort of the essence. That's something else I'm doing. Don't I sound so excited about it? I should. I just am overwhelmed. And my happiness is wavering. I feel sad. I feel sad for everyone. But I also, as the great Kacey Musgrave once said, you can feel happy and sad at the same time. And I do. I've had such a fun summer. I'm going to Hawaii next week. That's going to be amazing. It's going to be so good. See, and then on the other hand, I'm so excited for that. I cannot wait for the vlog. I love all the things I'm making. I'm sad at the industry at large, and I'm frustrated that I'm not quote unquote winning. Take a shot every time I said quote unquote this episode. For some reason, that's really in the vernacular right now. But I'm happy. If I go to my vlogs, if I go to my channel, if I go to my Instagram, even if I go to my TikTok, as nonsensical as it is, I look and I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I'm happy with who I am. I'm just not happy with where we are globally. And that's frustrating. I want personal wins. I want collective wins. I want forward movement in a positive, happy, hopeful direction. I'm a hopelessly optimistic person. I'm a romantic person. It's who I am. And to watch so much despair, it's hard on the psyche. But I'm going to Hawaii next week and it should be so much fun. I need it. I want a vacation so bad. I want to be in a new beach. I'll take any beach. I'll take any beach at all. Hawaii is obviously one of our states, but it's off the continental United States. And any chance for me to get away, even though obviously I'm an American, majority of my friends are American. I love them all. It's hard to be a proud American right now. It really is. And I've been channeling my romance and my optimism in a parasocial relationship with Nicolandria. If you watched Love Island season 7, I have been watching the fan edits. I know every crumb. I have watched the wink so many times. I have watched their kiss so many times. I have watched her exit the villa and say, I really want to find love. I really do. I've seen it all. I love them. It's the workings for a really beautiful partnership. And that's what's bringing me the most joy right now. There was a minute there when I sat down for this episode and I thought I'd love to talk exclusively about Nicolandria. I'd love to have them on the podcast. There are so many things I'd love to do in my life, but I'm overwhelmed and a little directionless. That's not true. I have so many directions that I want to go that I'm not going anywhere. I'm spinning in circles instead of moving somewhere because I'll see a direction. I'm like, oh, that road looks so fun. And then I'll turn to my left and I'm like, but that road also looks like a really good time. And then the one behind me is a really clean street, so manicured. I'm like, not my usual type, but how can someone resist? And then I turn and there's another road. I'm like, well, this one looks interesting. I've never seen anything like this before. I'm kind of curious. And then I see another road and a bunch of my friends are there. I'm like, I want to join the party. Let's go. And that's where I've been at. And then, of course, you have to make money to survive. That part is so annoying. I literally had a conversation with a potential sugar daddy. Is that too much information? I don't know. I hit a point of desperation. I'm like, should I talk to this man over Telegram? Whatever. He's like, I think of this as charity work. And I'm like, great, because I want to go back to school. That's what I want. Maybe I can have a random Trumpy man from Texas sponsor my education. I'll take money. Absolutely. I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl. And I'm moody. I'm feeling so moody. So many different moods. I think moody tends to be described when someone's having a bit of an attitude. They're feeling sassy, maybe a little bitchy. I'm just feeling everything. And it's not even my time of the month. I didn't have an episode last week because I just couldn't get myself to come up with something worthy of sharing. I'm being really hard on myself, but I'm hearing myself and I'm thinking that, but I don't believe it. I'm like, no, you could be harder on yourself. You could. Happy and sad at the same time. That's where I'm at. I'm just gonna talk in circles now, so I would rather take a minute from today's sponsors and then get into all of your questions. So without further ado.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
First question is from Emily. Do you think about moving back to NYC or being home to be around your dad? Not only have I not thought about going back to Virginia or NYC, I'm thinking about going internationally. I gotta put myself first. I want to find a clean, beautiful, scenic, and slightly metropolitan place to live. And if it's not an English-speaking country, I'll learn the language. That's where I'm thinking right now. I'm not sure how to say your name, but you asked how to be single again after a long-term relationship comes to an end. When you're in a long-term relationship, you start building partnered habits. You think of them consciously or subconsciously in everything you do just based on routine, especially if you live together or spend a lot of your time together. Whether that's meals or weekend plans, travel plans, there's always someone that you're communicating with about what you're thinking of doing, if they want to come, what they're thinking of doing, if you're gonna join, and how to be single. It's such a beautiful time to take any of that external noise out the window and get in the car and put on the music you want to listen to and look at your calendar and figure out how you want to spend your time, where you want to go. If you're invited on a weekend trip and there's only one space left in the car, you can say yes to it without having to feel any sort of guilt or have to rearrange plans. I almost feel like the less personalities and schedules you have to deal with, the more you're able to do. So how to be single, I think this is the time to really give all of your needs a chance to be heard and no compromise needed. Indica Dest asked if I feel like my frontal lobe is developed. I would have said no because I don't feel that different, but then there's certain instances where I hear about things that I did before I was 25 and I think, oh my God, I would never do that now. What was I thinking? And the only conclusion I can come to is my frontal lobe wasn't developed. Kaylee wants to know what's my comfort show. I've watched YouTube for so long. That is my go-to. If no one's around, for example, my roommate was out of town for almost a month and I don't even think I turned on the TV like more than twice. I don't even think to do it. Whereas when I have a moment and I want to watch something, I go onto YouTube and I see what's in my subscriptions. And I have different creators that I'll sort of binge. Kendall Ray has been a go-to of mine for years, but it's always YouTube. Ali Ricklin asked, designer brands that are actually worth it. Interesting question, as I also think the definition of designer has been a little bit convoluted. A lot of designers just have so many different lines that the quality is going to change drastically. And then we also have a lot of independent designers, smaller designers, because one of my first thoughts was Tank Air. It's a small brand. I want to say they're based out of LA. It's the $85 tank tops and it's so worth it. I almost need to make videos. See, here's the thing. It's like, I have this whole dialogue about not wanting to push products, but I would so gladly talk about Tank Air. I really think it's worth it. The cost per wear pays for itself. I have tank tops that I've gotten at the thrift store and I think, okay, like this is only $1.50, whatever, but maybe I've worn it once. I wear my Tank Air tank top. I only have one and I'm ready to get two more. I think I wear it maybe 2 to 3 times a week. So that is a brand that I absolutely think is worth it. If you're not familiar, Tank Air is a basics brand. They're known for like their studio tank, but they also have a lot of other silhouettes. It's just a basic tank top, but the fabric fits the body so well. It just hugs the body in all the right places and it's really comfortable and it's not see-through. I have the gray one, but I want a white and I want a black. There's also some other silhouettes that I want. I love that brand. Another brand that I love, but I do have critiques about, is Paloma Wool. I think their silhouettes and their shapes, their imagery is beautiful and inspiring, and I love it. I also have such a soft spot for Spain in my heart that it's all the more reason for me to support. They're based in Barcelona, and they sometimes have pop-ups in LA and New York. But my one critique is I do think their shoes could improve on the quality. I feel the same way about the brand Mista. Mista and Paloma Wool have silhouettes for shoes that I absolutely adore, but every single pair of Mista and Paloma Wool shoes that I've purchased have needed to go to the cobbler at least once, if not two or three times. And I shouldn't have to take my shoes to the cobbler if they're bought firsthand within the first year. Absolutely not. But I do have Paloma Wool accessories. Like, I have a bag. I might have two bags. And I have a belt. And I have a dress. And I do love them. They are on the pricier side. I almost feel like I should go into my closet. As for high-end designer brands, I don't know if I've ever actually purchased something from the store firsthand, besides a Coach purse. I mean, really, anything I'm thinking of, I either got it secondhand or at an outlet. Like, I love my Miu Miu wallet. It's adorable. It's plaid. No, it's more of a specifically red and white gingham, and I love it. I have Prada kitten heels that I've purchased a lot on The RealReal, ThredUp, a lot of secondhand shoes. I love a little old school Dolce & Gabbana or like Prada summer kitten heel. I also love Acne. Like, when I'm in New York, I just want to be wearing Acne. I love it. I think that's good. Natalie asked, what are your favorite wellness habits? A lot of my wellness habits are so ingrained in my brain that I don't even know that they're habits. What are my favorite wellness habits? I love physical activity. I've started going back to Training Mate this week and I missed it. I think I took a week or two off because of 4th of July and then Spoon, and it felt so good to get your heart rate up and break a sweat. That is one of the easiest ways for me to get my pent-up energy out or any sort of anxious energy. It feels so good to increase the heart rate and break a sweat. Other wellness habits, I mean, I'm a sleeper. I love sleeping. If I don't think I got enough sleep, I'm so happy to take a nap. I will gladly take a nap. Give me 30 minutes. If I'm lucky, maybe even an hour. Love myself a nap. So movement and sleep, which maybe you want to hear something a bit more niche, but those ones obviously make the biggest difference. I also have to make a loaded water because the water in Los Angeles sucks. The tap water should be illegal. You should be able to drink from your tap. We live in a first world country. Are you kidding me? We are fully developed and I'm sitting here wondering in one of the states with the highest cost of living if I'm going to be sick drinking my tap water. So one of my wellness habits has to be adding Celtic salt or electrolyte powders or coconut water to my water to actually feel hydrated. And I even have a filter on my sink and I still don't think it's good enough. I have a filter on my shower. I'm constantly having to filter things. It's annoying. So a loaded water. You know what I'm also gonna say is one of my favorite wellness techniques is reading, writing, drawing, any sort of activity with my hands is helpful for me. And I'm telling you, the tools I've been using to make art recently are markers and crayons and colored pencils. I've gone full rudimentary, back to the basics. I'm in kindergarten. I have a little sketchbook and I draw anything. Sometimes I draw really stupid things and I'm like, that's so ugly. Why did I do that? Or this looks like a girl in third grade drew it. Who cares? It was so fun. And from that, I've ended up making all of my friends' birthday cards since I've gotten my new sketchbook. And it's so much fun. I love decorating someone's gift, wrapping it up really nicely. It's fun to do. I would also argue, this is one of my favorite secrets of the world. One of the reasons I'm like, you don't believe in a higher power? Like, the fact that our brains get, I don't know, a chemical, so for lack of a better amount of knowledge, they get off to helping people. I think that's one of the little tricks. Like, we would have not prospered as a civilization if we didn't have this little aspect, but a wellness habit is to do things for others. Like, it sounds obtuse, but to listen to gift, to show love and pay attention to your friends, your family, your community. That's a wellness habit. Don't call me Sarah T. How to balance discipline and a routine with carefreeness. This is one of my favorite things about self-employment, but I think this could be applied outside of this. But I more or less have an idea of what my week is going to look like, so I can divide my projects out and I am able to allow myself flexibility in regards to my day. So if I feel in the zone, I wake up early, I get on my computer, I get the work done, I may have done 3 days worth of work in one day, then yeah, if I feel like going to the beach on a Tuesday, I'm sure as hell gonna do it. If my friend has a government holiday and wants to do a little road trip, I'm so game. It allows me to be a little bit more carefree. I also think it's important to not have such requirements. If you need to decompress so much so that you need to numb yourself out with hours of phone time or TV or junk food or whatever it is, you need to change something in your day. You need to work on shifting your living habits, your living space, who you're living with, or your job. Something bigger is an issue because you shouldn't need that much time to decompress to feel back to zero. I don't think that's healthy, because I wanted to say you should be a little bit more carefree in your free time. I think a lot of people spend it numbing themselves when you could be enriching yourself. So I'm able to be disciplined because I feel enriched in my free time. Of course, I'm human and I have times where I do need to decompress and have a full duvet day where I'm off my phone, you can't call me, you can't reach me, I'm not answering. Or I do want to sit in bed and I want to watch YouTube for hours and hours. That's fine. But my long, maybe confusing answer is that as long as you're getting what you need to get done, you should allow yourself to be a little bit more of yes man in your time. Take a little evening stroll after dinner instead of watching that TV show, or to take a bike ride or something. It could enrich you more. To give yourself a little bit more novelty, it aids to a more fun, carefree life. Mady Armstrong. Wow, I haven't heard yours in even a minute. Would you rather have a conversation with a jellyfish or a sea turtle? Oh my god, a sea turtle. Aren't turtles the oldest animal that we have? Like, they're back from the dinosaur times. You can tell I haven't been in school in a while. But turtles live forever. We're talking triple digits. Yeah, let me talk to Grandpa Sea Turtle. Happy to answer this question. Kurt6982, how to deal with social media's narrative that anything past 25 is old, like I'm just starting. Oh, that is absolute nonsense. Also, anyone who says that is under 25. Once you get to 25, you're like, I feel so much younger than I thought I would. Fifth grade me thought 25 was grandpa. I still have my childlike energy. I still feel youthful. And I also have always admired my grandparents and a lot of people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and I have plans for those decades of my life. I want to be modeling serums and moisturizers as a senior citizen. I want to be playing the grandma in the movies. I have plans for different decades. My 20s is only one aspect of it. There is so much time to do so many things in your life and make all of your variety of dreams come true that 25, we're just warming up. Ale asked, do you ever talk to God? All the time. One of my prayers was answered almost immediately on Monday. I was supposed to go on this date with a guy at 7:30 and I got home. I said, I don't want to do it. Tyra, I do not want to go on this date. Boom. Message from him. So sorry. Got stuck at work. Can't make it. Can we rain check? Absolutely. It was within the minute. I said, I don't want to do this. God said, fine, you don't have to, girl. Let me take care of it for you. I didn't even have to come up with some dumb excuse for me not to go. So that was beautiful. But I talked to God about things beyond just not wanting to go on a date. And I think it's helpful to talk to yourself at the very least. If you're not a believer in something higher than yourself, then talk to yourself when you're alone. Talk out loud. May Louise, night shower, morning shower, night shower. If I take a morning shower, I get way too relaxed and I'm ready to get back in bed. Like, oh, I'm clean. Let me put on something soft and comfortable and get right back into bed. So, night shower. Morgan Lombard, would you rather be a cow or a pig? Neither, really. Maybe like a beautiful cow in a pasture with lots of space, but really neither. Ramsham asks, what are fun ways to bring life to a low energy party? I really have enjoyed this new game. It's new to me. It might not be new to you, but I'm happy to teach you, where it's based on opinion and bias. And I love that because what do people love more than sharing their opinion? Nothing. So you think of a number between 1 and 10, and let's say I'm with a group of people, and I'm the one guessing. So I'll close my eyes, and they'll all decide amongst themselves the number. Let's say the number is 10. 10 is like absolute favorite, 1 is disgusting, would never want it in my life, and I would give all of them a category. So I would say Tyra, cities to travel to. I would say John, appetizers. I would say Josh, you're gonna pick out books. You're gonna say condiments. You can pick whatever category you want. And the way that you guess the number is through listening to their answer to those categories. So Tyra could say Paris. I forget what I asked John. Josh could say, I don't know what Josh's favorite book is, maybe something Haruki Murakami. And I'm comparing all their answers. I'm like, oh, I said appetizers. So someone said queso dip, Paris, Haruki Murakami, honey mustard. I'm like, okay, these are top tier. So I'm going to guess that the number is 10. And that's a fun thing to do because you don't really need to share too much about yourself, but you get to share a little. And I like that. And that's a fun way to break the ice at a low energy party. It also doesn't require anyone to move, so that's good. My phone is being a little glitchy, so I'm gonna finish the episode off here. And if you're a Patreon member, you always get an ad-free extended episode, so I will get into that now, and I can give you a deeper dive into all of the qualms that I've been having internally, but also how I'm working through it, and I'll give you just like a little bit of the dirtier details. And then for everyone else, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you made it this far, truly thank you, because I had to really walk through this one. And I appreciate you guys so much. And if you like this show, give it a like, rate it, leave a comment on the podcast app on Spotify. It means a lot and it helps out the show. Other than that, I will talk to you all later. XOXO, Lexi.